Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service advises once again that solar activity has dropped to a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is down to about 63, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is down to single digits 2. So those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future, meaning that long-haul propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will not be satisfactory in the weeks ahead. Despite this low sunspot activity, reception here in Melbourne in Victoria in southeast Australia has been quite good recently during the 24 hours. And here's a summary of some signals I noted recently. This information was between 1700 and 1800, the time window, which is pre-sunrise here in Melbourne with good signals from various continents. This is the notes relating to the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz spectrum. 6155, Korea Republic, or the Republic of Korea. Station known as Nippon no Kaze, broadcasting political programs in Korean. 6175, China. China Radio International from the Nanning transmission station with programs in English. 6210, a new out-of-band frequency for Iran, broadcasting one of the domestic services. 7230, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station with programs in English. 7240, China, the People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa, with programs in Chinese. Same frequency, 7240, Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Persian, and co-channel to the Chinese station. 7235, Ethiopia, Radio Ethiopia, broadcasting in French in its external service. 9390, Germany, the Voice of America from the Biblis transmitting station, broadcasting in Kurdish. And 9495, another Voice of America station broadcasting from Wolverton in England with programs to Africa in the Oromo language. 9540, the UAE, Ibra Radio, the religious broadcaster, using transmitter facility at Dubai, broadcasting in the Tigrinya language until signing off at 1800. 9570, China Radio International from the Beijing site in English. 9585, the UAE, another BBC broadcast from Dubai, broadcasting in Arabic. 9750, Germany, the Voice of America from the Lampetheim relay station with programming in Kurdish until signing off at 1800. And 9775, England, another frequency for Ibra Radio broadcasting from Wolverton, this time in Arabic, also signing off at 1800. 9820, the Voice of America using the relay station at Wolverton for the Diwa radio programs in Pashto. And 9885, Madagascar, the BBC, yet another relay station
from the Talata transmitting site with programs in Somali. And 9885, Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in the Tajik language until signing off at 1800. And now, some information from our monitoring friends in Sofia, Bulgaria, mainly concerning daytime broadcast audible in the Eastern European area. Some quite good signals noted there, which are as follows. China, the People's Broadcasting Station from Xinjiang, broadcasting the 31 metre band, noted on 9705 from 1101 with 100 kilowatts and antenna 247 degrees with programs to East Asia in the Kyrgyzian language. NHK World Radio, or Radio Japan, via the Isetan relay station using 13725, heard 1430 to 1500 with 500 kilowatts and 090 degrees to Western Asia in Persian. And the Iranian station, Iran Radio Iran International, stating that it's broadcasting a relay of the TV audio from one of the domestic TV services I mentioned earlier, that's on 6210, here, heard here in Melbourne. It's also audible in Eastern Europe on 11590 and 6220. The station is on the air, as it's noted, in Europe between 1100 and 1200. That's daytime programs. And reception of the Radio Sultanate of Oman, heard in Eastern Europe. This is in the 19 metre band on 15145, 1000 to 1022 to Western Europe, 1023 to 1200 also to Western Europe in Arabic. And the transmitter power there is 100 kilowatts and the antenna 315 degrees. Weak signal noted in Eastern Europe of Radio New Zealand International, or Radio New Zealand Pacific as it's also known. 31 metre band, 9700, 1059 to 1258 to the Northwest Pacific and Papua New Guinea and Asia in English in the AM mode, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 325 degrees. And reception of the Brother Stair program, that's the Overcomer Ministry religious station, heard in the 25 metre band, 11600 between 1400 and 1555 to Western Europe in English, and on 11700 between 1500 and 1655 English to Eastern Europe, and 100 kilowatts and 50 kilowatts for those two services, and also until from 1600 to 1940 on 9400 to the Near Middle East in English, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 126 degrees. The Bulgarian monitoring group indicates that, well, they indicate some of the transmission frequency observations as from secret land. I'm not quite sure what secret land is. Still, that's how they call it, and that's what happened, what they've been telling us. Another reception of secret land is the BBC via frequency located in what they call secret broad. Not sure what secret broad is anyway. 5875, 1600 to 1700 to Western Asia in Farsi, 100 kilowatts and 090 degrees antenna. And Radio Taiwan International in the 49 metre band, noted on 5900 from 1701 to 1730 in Russian to Eastern Europe, 50 kilowatts, and the antenna 0.3 degrees. And the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, religious broadcaster, heard in Eastern Europe in the 49 metre band, 5995, between 1710 and 1730 in Arabic, and the transmitter power is 50 kilowatts and antenna 126 degrees. And the station known as the Alameda Bible Fellowship, heard by the WRMI transmitter in the USA, 15770, that's a relay transmission, 1330 to 1400 in English, Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays to Western Europe, transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 0.44 degrees.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.